JohnnyJet.com is where you go for travel news and information. Morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Well, I'm about 80% by now, and you've been everywhere, so you know the answer to this question. When you look at TSA checkpoint numbers, travel way up as of last weekend?
You know, it has been going up. So yesterday it was 1.8 million. The day before was 2.1. So on Sundays is always the busiest day, and Friday is followed shortly by that. So 2.1 on Sunday. I mean, that's pretty big for this time of year because the kids are back in school. There's not a lot of business travel going on. And just in 2019, it was 2.4 million. And keep in mind, we don't have a lot of international visitors here. So, you know, once this, they're all predicting that this summer is going to be huge, and let's just hope so.
The United States finally lifting travel restrictions on international travelers, and you wrote on your website that that is huge news for families, businesses, and travelers. Why?
Well, it is. I mean, number one, there's going to be a ton of people getting back together, including businesses and families. It's so important because there's been so many people who've not been allowed to come to America. You know, all the, you know, people from China, Brazil, India, South Africa, Iran, they've all been barred from coming here. But now in early November, they haven't released a date yet. They can come back. They can come in as long as they're fully vaccinated. They get a test within 3 days, and they agree to a contract tracing. So that's really good news for the travel industry. Mm-hmm. It's bad news for unvaccinated travelers, including Americans, because if you're an unvaccinated American coming back into America, they're going to make it a lot more difficult than it was or than it is right now, because you're going to have to do more testing and contract tracing.
Is now the time to buy holiday airfares?
Definitely. I mean, it was last week, to tell you the truth. Once this news hit, the bookings just went through the roof, especially for international travel and around the holidays. But if you're thinking about going to Europe this summer, you know, you definitely want to buy them now, because they're expecting a huge influx, and there's not going to be, I mean, their prices have been all-time lows for the last 6 months for flying to Europe. They're going to be all-time high probably next year if everything goes as planned. So keep that in mind. You better buy them now, especially if you want certain seats. And but my advice to you is, if you are buying, you know, tickets to Europe, and you just think that, you know, if you want your money back, or if you want to make sure you can use it for another flight, buy domestically, buy tickets from U.S. carriers. So instead of buying Air France or British Airways, Lufthansa, buy Delta, American, or United, just because that way you can at least fly somewhere domestically in case things hit the fan.
We've been talking about unruly passengers on planes. You've been writing about it. And you think the FAA should be imposing stiffer penalties, don't you? Would that solve the problem?
I do think so. I mean, you know, they doubled the fines last month. That didn't work, and it's not going to work. You know, it went from $250 to $500. You know, what will work is banning the people from not just the one airline that they're doing now, but from all airlines. The airlines need to share their database, and I've been saying this for a long time, and fortunately, Delta just came out this week and saying that they agree with that, and they other airlines should share their databases. So listen, if you're going to be unruly and you realize that you're not going to be able to get to where you want to go, or more importantly, to get back home, and the only way you're going to be able to do it is by taking a bus, a train, or a boat, you're going to just shut up and put that mask on. And most of it's over masks, by the way. It's 60% of these incidents are about wearing a mask.
I really feel for the flight attendants, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, their job was already so difficult. I mean, when I used to come do your show, you know, 20 years ago, I was dating a flight attendant. So I learned how difficult their job was and how mean people were back then. And everything was all, you know, gravy back then. And now they've turned into babysitters. It's dangerous for them. I, you know, I just I would not want to be a flight attendant right now. So I've always brought chocolates for them, and I recommend people do the same. Just be extra nice to them. At least smile and say thank you.
Yeah, they really appreciate it, and they won't forget. And now I know why and how you came to that tip, because you dated a flight attendant.
Exactly.
Yeah. And one more thing before I let you go, Johnny Jet. You wrote about Airbnb and how now hosts really, this is a good time to be a Airbnb host, isn't it?
Well, if you own a vacation property, it's definitely a great time. It's not just Airbnb. It's Vrbo, which we just rented in the desert this past week. And there's other companies as well. So, you know, if you are owning a different place, people are just – everyone wants to stay in an apartment or a house because you're away from people. You're not sharing an elevator. You can cook. And it's especially great for families. I mean, I love renting houses. Hotels are also really nice, but you know they're a little bit crammed, and much, the rooms are much smaller. And if you have little kids, you definitely want to go to the house rental. And these things are getting booked up. I mean, you got to, if you're going this summer, you better start booking now.
Right. Keep up with all things travel. If you go to the website, it's johnnyjet.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, johnnyjet.com. And Johnny always has a little something special for Chicagoans if you look at the site closely. Don't you, Johnny?
I do. I mean, Chicago holds a dear heart place in my heart. So,
as well it should.
Thank you.
Talk to you again soon. Yeah. Happy travels.
Take care.